ladies and gentlemen, the American Pie Forum.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hi, Jimmy.
Hi, David. How you feeling?
Hey, I am feeling good. I want a shot of your best cognac, the top shelf stuff, the stuff you hide in the safe.
Hey, what's the occasion?
Well, I got that raise. Old Scrooge finally came through and I'm feeling fine. Hey, no, don't tell me, let me guess. The Wizard of Oz, right?
Ah, very funny. You know, you're a regular Milton Berle. Hey, Jimmy, you got any hot water there? My sink just ran out.
Can't help yourself. There you go.
Oh, thanks.
Well, you all right? You look a little peaked, buddy.
Yeah, you wouldn't look too good either if you had to work on the dead-end sweatshops I've been working on. Last month's washing pots and pans. The month before that, splitting peas in a soup factory.
You're hysterical. Listen, buddy, if you don't like the job you got, why don't you get another one? Why don't you get some good training, some good vocational training? You could be a chef.
Well, it's time to go to school during the day. I'm working from morning until night.
No, you don't understand. Vocational schools give training in the evening, at night, after work.
Yeah, I don't have the patience to stick with a program like that.
I did it.
You did? You went to a vocational school at night to get your job?
Yeah, you bet I did. I never told you this before, but a while back I was pushing a mop at the warehouse.
Saturday or Sunday, some... Excuse me.
Oh, man, that's where you're going, will you?
Excuse me, I'm sorry. Say, don't I know you?
No.
Sure I do. Way back in high school?
I said no. You got me confused with someone.
Come on. I remember the face. Football hero, halfback. You sang, too. Dave Mackey, right?
Yeah, right.
How are things?
Great. Couldn't be better.
Whatever happened to Ellen? Little blonde. Used to be in the choir.
You got some memory, man.
She sang lead in the operetta. What was it?
Brigadoon. I was Tommy, remember?
I know. You two were the big romance of that year. Where is she?
I don't know. She got married. Did you see Oklahoma? Mm-hmm. The musical, my senior year? I was Curly?
I was long gone by then.
Where'd you go?
I quit school. Took off to see the world. You went to college, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. For 1 year. I dropped out, too. It was a drag. You know, just like high school. I kind of wish now that I'd stuck it out.
Yeah, me too. You want a cigarette?
Yeah, thanks.
It's great fun while it lasted. Yeah, it got kind of rough for a while out there. Couldn't find a job, you know.
Yeah, I know. I know. The school's all part of the system. You don't play that diploma game, the system squashes you flat.
It's not all the time true.
It's true for me. I never had a chance.
Man, you've had it pretty rough, huh?
They've been kicking me down for a long time, yeah.
You're really down, too.
All the way.
You want a better job? Go after it.
Just like that, huh? Yeah. You think I haven't tried? They never give us a chance.
I tell you, it sounds like a cop-out to me, man. Really.
A cop-out? Mm. You, of all people, telling me that the system doesn't shut us out?
Sure, to try. You can't fight the system. You got to work with the system.
How? You and me are dropouts, man. We're outside looking in. We're useless.
That's not necessarily true. I got lucky. I met this guy that taught me how to weld.
You're weld? Big deal. So you can stick a couple of pieces of metal together. Erector Set City. Yippee-doo.
Bigger deal than you think. You know how many welders are hungry or out of work?
What, you mean you make good money?
Plenty of money, yeah.
Good. That's great for you. That doesn't have anything to do with me. Nobody's teaching me nothing.
Hey, the man's not going to come to you. You got to go to the man. I mean, welding's not the only thing, you know. There's a lot of different skills. Electronics, auto mechanics. I've got this friend. He does refinishing floors. You know, makes good money at it.
Well, wait. Where am I going to get the money to get the training to do that kind of stuff?
Doesn't cost much. You go to technical institutes, vocational schools.
I can't go to school, man. I got a family to support. I got a job. When am I going to go?
Go at night. The trade's there if you want it. Like, I got to be going, man, you know? Like, my name's in the phone book. Under Bill Thorne. Give me a buzz, okay?
Thorne, yeah.
Yeah, we'll see you.
Yeah, Bill. Thanks, man.
Stuck around and got some special training.
Yeah, I did. I got a better job, something I really enjoyed doing, and I got a raise today. Hey, don't worry, we'll come back here. I'm going to buy you a drink.
No, I'm going to go out and register in one of those vocational guidance schools. Have any special course in body repair?
Automobile bodies?
No, my own.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ava Cunard.
Another day has gone its way and left me far behind. The sun's gone down, the night comes on, the wind blows through my mind. And the old friends, good times, the stars at dawn. The things I dreamed of doing well were always hard to find. The work I've done, the folks I loved all drift away like sand, and I wake up with empty pockets and time on my hands.
This important message.
To be better prepared for that job you want, you may need more education. And to help you learn about educational opportunities, the University of Wisconsin Extension has set up an educational counseling service in these 17 Wisconsin counties. Counselors there will help you consider the various alternatives open to you, from college courses to vocational technical programs. If you live in or near one of these counties, call your UW Extension office for the schedule of a counselor who can help you. Education can open doors to many careers.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Gerald.
I was just thinking about some of my old sweethearts back when I was a young curtain. Most girls in those days, you never thought of them being other than just pretty or a cooking and a mother and a... But all that's changed now. Oh, for the better, as far as I'm concerned. But, you know, I learned firsthand about women's liberation. Oh, long before its time. You know, over at the pie store, that used to be Mr. Ferkel's store, that's where I used to work. I remember one day, just as clear as I can stand in here, Mr. Ferkel, you gonna set me down for someone else? Ain't I been doing good enough?
No, Jeremy. You're doing just fine. No problem at all that way. As a matter of fact, I've got me some new business to handle across town, so you're gonna have to do more of my work here for a while. Well, I guess that means we'll need somebody to take over your old stock boy job.
Got anybody in mind?
Nope. Just putting out the sign. Now, if anybody comes in while I'm gone, you will kind of look them over for me and tell them I'll be back this afternoon.
I'll take care of it, Mr. Ferkel.
All right, see that you do.
Well, hello, Estina. What can I do for you today?
No,
I'm in charge today. I can help you, I'm sure.
I'm not sure in here of me.
But don't you think I can take care of this place? I've been here.
It's not that, Jeremy. I want that job in the window.
You? You're a girl. Come on, crazy.
Jeremy, I can do that job just as well as you can. Maybe even better.